What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news so you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you?
I'm feeling inspirational. How are you feeling?
I am feeling inspired right now.
We used to do inspirational stories like every Monday, and we would use that same intro every single time. Remember that?
I do.
First inspirational story episode in a while. I had to bring back the old plug.
We are back.
Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. We have two inspirational stories to brighten your day. If you leave us a five-star review with a comment and send us a positive news story, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for
$3.99.
What do you have for your inspirational news story?
I have an awesome story about a business owner. So his name is Graham Walker, and he recently just sold his business for $1.7 billion. The reason why that's awesome is because he gave 15% of that sale to his staff. Why? Because in 1982, his father, Claude, actually started this data entry company. Whenever he started it, it was a few employees. The company was growing over years. More employees started getting added into it. The company continued to grow. They went through hardships. They went through crazy times. They almost had to shut down a couple times, but because of the staff, because of the drive that they all had, they were able to make it through. Now, this 2000 started coming in, the dot-com bubble started happening, they started making more money, and they ended up becoming the nation's leading manufacturer of complex electrical modules used in data centers and worth a lot of money in 2025. So this led to Graham making the sale of a lifetime, beyond happy about it. But Graham decided to do one thing. Without the staff that we have today, which some have been there for 20 and 30 years, we wouldn't be here today. So the last 15% of this sale, I wanted to go to the staff. And how it's going to go to the staff over the next 5 years, they're going to receive an annual paycheck that's going to split $240 million over the 540 employees that they have, which means everybody will be getting $443,000 over the next 5 years. And they had no clue it was happening. In fact, whenever they found out they got their first paycheck, some people paid off their mortgage. Some people went to the casino. One woman actually was...
Some people bought a house.
Yes.
Some people bought a car. Some people paid off a medical debt. Some people paid off student loans.
Exactly. They went crazy. And he said, whenever I'm 80 years old, Graham, I hope to hear how I help change people's lives. But he already did, man. I thought it was awesome. One lady actually paid off her mortgage and she started a boutique, which she said she's always wanted to do and never thought she was going to be able to do. So just the inspiration that's going to come from this, I can't wait to see down the line. And that's why I wanted to talk about it here on this Friday, because all business owners should do something like this whenever they sell their company when it lasts this long. That's one. But two, his heart was really in the right place. It wasn't just about giving him some money so he can live his life. It really is to change the people's life that helped change his.
Perfectly said, sir. So you could say he was consistently a good boss for years.
Tú sabes.
My story is about consistent work as well. Comes from SpontanePublicRadio.org, and it's about Lynn and Becky Miner. They bought 100 acres of land in 1992. They built a log home on it, and they wanted to start a tree farm because these 100 acres of land had been devastated by deforestation, and it was just dry, like just gone. So over the next 30 years, while they were living there, they planted 11,000 trees on their property.
Wow. In 1992?
They bought it in 1992. So for the next 30 years, they planted 11,000 trees. They installed 700 nest boxes to support birds and small wildlife and helped provide the landscape that was once degraded by poor logging practices. As a result, more than 80 species of birds and small animals thrive on the property. Now it's basically, because it's protected, it's like an animal sanctuary.
Absolutely.
So the miners wanted to sell their house. They wanted to get something a little smaller, a little closer to the city. But they didn't sell their house because they said, our little thing that we did every day was, our little bit of leaving the world as a better place was creating this like forest here. So instead of selling their property, they donated it. They donated it to the Washington State University Extension Forestry rather than sell it. So they could preserve this 100 acres as a working forest and educational resource. They're going to turn their home into basically a class setting where people are going to study the forest and teach kids reforestation. And I just think it's really awesome because she's, yeah, we could sell it for a lot of money, but it's better that the restoration work continues benefiting people for generations after we're gone. And I thought it was a really inspirational story because they saved a forest. They created a forest that was gone, and then they just donated it away.
I have two favorite parts. One, they planted that many trees before going green was popular. It's 2026. In 2017, I know we had an episode talking about going green, and that's amazing in itself. The second favorite part, they wanted to make the world a little bit better each day, and that's what they did. So instead of just, again, making some money off of it, like a lot of people do.
It's a tree a day.
It's wild, man.
That is wild.
Again, they wanted to make the world better one day at a time, and that's exactly what they did. To me, I think this is so beautiful. I hope their great grandkids know they're the ones that started it, so their legacy can live on, because that's just beautiful to me. Super inspirational on this beautiful Friday.
Yeah, they got to call it the Miner, because the last name's Miner. They got to call it the Miner Forestry.
Yeah, something. Yeah, yeah.
We're bad with names. They got to. They have to.
We need to make a movie of that one too, man. That's a good one.
Absolutely. Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditations where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
A shout out to my wife's family, my family, you know, no questions asked. Holiday season stuff can always be rough time to time, but they celebrated my birthday. We celebrated New Year's. It was definitely a good time with the wife's family this year. I'm super appreciative of them more than normal, for sure.
That picture you posted on Snapchat of Layla drawing of her grandpa, hilarious.
Yo, she's so good right now. Her art skills are getting better every day.
Love and then it. The picture you took of him. You could have got a more appealing picture.
I definitely could have had a better angle.
He was like, looking at you like, huh? It was like perfect. It was great for the picture, but it was not a...
Yeah, Snapchat deletes after a day or so.
Yeah, you should probably save them all, right?
Yeah, of course.
Exactly. Yeah, that was great. I just wanted to say that, to be honest, because I saw it and I was like, this is hilarious, but I don't feel comfortable laughing, sitting and laughing at Tim for this. I'm grateful for consistency, just like the miners. Planting a tree a day can save a forest. So, grateful for consistency.
Planting a tree a day can inspire a whole generation years to come. Gosh, I love that storm.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
If you want to do this, if you want to play big, if you want to really impact lives, you got to face yourselves. You got to be courageous and willing to go all in and address everything. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.